The Jonathan Mann Award for Health and Human Rights is administered by three non-governmental organizations, including the Global Health Council. We just met one of the winners. The other winner, Flora Brovina, is a doctor of Albanian descent who was imprisoned by the Serbs during the ethnic cleansing of Kosovo last year. She's serving a 12-year sentence. We called Dr. Niels Dolaer, the president of the Global Health Council, and asked why she was chosen for the award.
Ever since Jonathan's death, we've been looking around the world for nominees, for people who've carried out acts of real courage in defense of human rights as well as the health of people that they care for. And both Dr. Brovina and Dr. Dubrovna were clearly the outstanding choices this year.
Specifically, what are some of Dr. Brovina's accomplishments?
Well, she put her life on the line for the sake of the women and children that she cared for. When you look at what happened with her over the last several years, she acted in conscience to care for people who were displaced as a result of the war in Kosovo. She established a clinic that cared for women and children. She helped to open an orphanage for children whose parents had been killed during the entire war period. And then she paid the ultimate price herself in terms of staying in Pristina during the height of the NATO bombing, even though she knew that this was a very dangerous time for her. The Serbian authorities and Serbian paramilitary were picking up human rights and civilian leaders among the Albanians and arresting them. And ultimately, she too was arrested.
She's in prison now. What are the official reasons for her arrest and imprisonment?
Well, according to the Serbian authorities, she was charged with acts of treason. The truth of the matter is that her treason consisted of leading a movement of Kosovar women who called for peace and who called for recognition of the rights of Kosovars. And also of continuing to operate a clinic. She had been fired from her position in the main Pristina hospital because simply of the fact that she was an ethnic Albanian. But she continued to practice medicine and to care for people.
How is her health?
Her health is reported to be not good. She has had high blood pressure for quite some time. And obviously being first arrested, then transported from Kosovo into Serbia and kept in prison for the last 14 months has not been to her benefit. She said herself that she sees herself not as so much as a prisoner, as much as a pawn in a game that is being played by the Serbian authorities.
Now, I've heard that she is partially paralyzed.
Well, we don't have firsthand information on that, but we have heard that the results of her untreated high blood pressure have been rather severe.
Do you think that she knows that she won the Jonathan Mann Award?
We've been told that word has been gotten through to her about that. Her brother was on hand on Friday to receive the award on her behalf, and he told me that they have been able to get word to her.
But you have been unable to communicate with her directly?
Yes, we've been totally blocked from any direct communications.
Dr. Dubrovna says that in Kosovo, doctors had become targets of the Serb military and the Serb police because they were also human rights activists. I wonder if this is becoming more common around the world, that authoritarian governments are making doctors their targets.
I think it is true, because increasingly, in large part because of the moral leadership that Jonathan Mann provided in showing all of us in the healthcare field that we needed to care as much about human rights as we did about the individual biological health of our patients. Doctors are getting increasingly engaged in working across the board in human rights. And there's nobody who is an easier target than a doctor, because they can't go into hiding or else they can't provide the service to their patients.
That's an interesting point. Do you have any hopes that the award you've given Dr. Brovina, who is now in prison, will help her case and help her get out of prison?
Dr. Brovina was awarded the Mann Award because of her courage and because of what she's done, but it is very definitely a part of our intention, the three organizations that came together to to initiate this award that by highlighting the individuals that we would draw international attention to what they've been working for. And in this case, we've called for Dr. Brvina to be released by the Serbian authorities.
And who have you had contact with?
We have communicated directly with President Milosevic, and we've called on the thousands of members of the Global Health Council, many of whom were at the conference at which the award was given, to communicate directly as well. Public pressure really does make a difference, particularly when the charges against a person such as Dr. Brvina really have no substance. This is somebody who's in jail because they're a convenient person to hold for public relations reasons. If the public relations are poor, then it's perhaps going to be easier to release her than to hold her.
Well, I want to thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Dr. Nils Dolaire is the president of the Global Health Council, one of the three NGOs that administers the Jonathan Mann Award, named after the late doctor who was a pioneer in the international fight against AIDS and in connecting global health with human rights. Actress Nancy Marchand died Sunday night at the age of 71, just one day before her 72nd birthday. She had cancer and pulmonary disease. At the end of her more than 50-year acting career, she was perhaps more famous than ever as a result of her starring role in HBO's The Sopranos as Tony Soprano's mother. We're going to remember her with an interview recorded last year with our TV critic David Bianculli.